Intensive management, or lethal predator control, of bears and wolves is mandated by a 1994 law adopted by the state legislature. But the authors of an article in the August issue of the Journal of Wildlife Management say the state isn't doing the research necessary to know if it's causing long-term, perhaps even permanent damage to Alaska's grizzly bear population. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
John Shane is co-author of Trends in Intensive Management of Alaska's Grizzly Bears from 1980 to 2010. He's a retired biologist who used his PhD in wildlife ecology to work for 20 years at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, then at the Audubon Society, and as a University of Alaska associate professor. He says one of the problems with the state's intensive management regime is it restricts game managers. For instance, he says caribou or moose numbers may drop due to overharvesting, habitat destruction, or a hard winter. But in the parts of the state where the intensive management program applies, he says managers have few options.
Wildlife management at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, for example, might want to reduce the bag limits, or they might want to reduce the hunting season, but they can't unless they exert predator control.
The state has set goals for moose and caribou populations that many scientists say are unrealistically high. Shane says the state has set grizzly bear population goals too low. For instance, he says the state's goal for the bear population in a game management unit near Glen Allen is only 30% of the number of bears that were there years ago.
The population goal for that area, which has had liberalized hunting regulations, is to have 350 bears. Based on past population estimates, where there was a lot of work and money spent doing population estimates, 350 would be a 70% decline from what they once knew the population was estimated at.
Shane says grizzly bears in interior Alaska are at risk in part due to their slow rate of reproduction. He says deer, moose, and caribou have one or two offspring every year starting at age two or three, but grizzlies only have young every third year starting at age six or seven.
Brown grizzly bears, same species, refer to grizzly bears as the northern interior populations and brown bear as the coastal populations. They have one of the lowest reproductive rates of any land mammal in North America.
Shane says the state is operating under the assumption that fewer grizzly bears means more moose and caribou, even though scientific study results are mixed. Plus, Shane says the state doesn't know enough about the effects intensive management is having on the grizzly bear population in interior Alaska.
The amount of research declined. So we know that harvest increased. We don't know what the effect that has had on population size.
State Division of Wildlife Conservation Director Corey Rossi says the department can't pinpoint population counts within 1 or 2 percentage points, but can track trends and is working to improve.
Specifically, we're spending time and money trying to learn how to better assess populations, and there is some population work going on, of course. With bears in general. Some of the work has been lumped with multiple species, black and grizzly bears, as well as wolves together in some of these predator control areas.
Rossi says it's important to remember that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game manages for multiple uses, and usually, he says, there are enough bears for multiple uses. However, Rossi says any time you legislate wildlife management, there is a risk of some issues in implementation.
Now, could some wording be changed a little bit to maybe clear up or clarify a few things? That's probably not a bad idea, but that's really the legislature's prerogative and the people's prerogative to go to their legislators with that. But as far as the act itself, the statute itself, I don't really have a problem with it.
In 1997, then-Governor Tony Knowles asked the National Research Council to take a look at predator control in Alaska. The council recommended the state undertake a rigorous scientific research and monitoring program. Rossi says that's his goal, too.
We are going to continue to strive for the best research program that we can, that we can afford and that we can assemble in terms of a team. And we intend to use that research to inform the process as we make our management decisions.
The Department of Fish and Game has gone to court against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Fish and Wildlife blocked a state decision to begin predator control in a wildlife refuge in Alaska, saying it's contrary to the purpose of the refuge. Last year, the National Park Service banned certain hunting practices in a handful of parks and preserves, including Yukon Charlie, where the agency says predator control contributed to a 46% decline in wolf numbers in less than a year. The state says wildlife management is a state's right and these federal actions are a challenge to its sovereignty. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.